We've fielded a lot of questions over the years here at Calvary. While these may not always be the only answers, they're our answers, and we hope they help you as you continue to grow in your faith.
Now, the last six words of verse 5, they're a battleground among Christians. By his stripes we are healed. Can we claim, even insist upon, physical healing because of Jesus' stripes, or literally his suffering? Well, I think the way to approach this is to remember that this stanza of the song is about the future remnant of the nation of Israel being preserved and saved through the future time of Jacob's trouble. Jesus will return. He's going to inaugurate the kingdom of God on earth. In the 1,000-year kingdom, sickness and disease will be eradicated. Jesus will heal everyone, as I understand it. And so in context, you always want to keep the Bible in context. These healings are in the kingdom after the church age and after the great tribulation, right? So the specific healings, he's saying, by his stripes you're healed, the healings are in the future. There's a strong kingdom element here. We miss that again because we're Gentiles. We haven't thought about the kingdom of God on earth our entire lives as the Jews have. It was something that was ingrained into their DNA, you might say. You read the Gospels, and the disciples, who were all Jews, are always asking Jesus about the kingdom. Are you going to establish the kingdom now? Can I rule in the kingdom? Can I sit on your right hand in the kingdom? And even as Jesus was ascending into heaven, are you going to establish the kingdom? We don't do that. We're not looking for the kingdom that was promised to Israel, but now we've inherited it. We're going to be a part of it. We're going to be in it in supernatural bodies, and we're going to help Jesus rule and reign. And so healing's in the kingdom. Now, there are passages that talk about healing in our age. We absolutely believe in gifts of healings. God continues to heal people. There has been no cessation of that or any of the other gifts of the Holy Spirit. Why so few healings? A common answer is that the church is failing, that we need to have more healings, that we're just not being obedient to the Lord. I have a hard time thinking that the church has been failing for more than 2,000 years, right? I mean, it doesn't make any logical sense, and that's not what we read in church history. And so I think it's time that we admit that there are fewer healings in the church by design and not by defeat. It isn't, that we're being defeated and that we should be having more healings. It's that that's the way our era has been designed. The church age is a time in which God's strength is made known through our weakness, more often than not. The Lord tells us that divine healing is not necessary. It's possible. It's out there. But it's not necessary. Our healing is not necessary because his grace is enough. This is the message that Paul received when he sought healing for what was called the thorn in his flesh. The Lord said, my grace is sufficient for you. And then Paul got excited because he knew that grace was sufficient for him and that in whatever weakness he had, God would be made strong and God would be made real to people. Now, there are gifts of healing. As I said, none of the gifts have ceased. There's no biblical justification for cessation. And so we encourage you to pray for divine healing, be grateful for medical healing, and then leave the disposition to God and see what he's going to do.
Do you have a question about the Bible, theology, or church life? If so, we would love to hear it, think about it, and give our perspective on it. You can email us anytime at questions@calvaryhanford.com, and we will get it on the list for the podcast. And if you'd like to check out years worth of all sorts of topics like the ones we cover, visit calvaryhanford.com/questions. Thanks for listening.